Kamala Harris blames coronavirus for human trafficking surge as smugglers enjoy open border policies. By Charlie Spiering on January 26, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday condemned human trafficking even as more criminals and smugglers benefit from President Joe Biden's open border policies. "Trafficking is an extremely heinous and profitable business," Harris noted in a speech at a video set across the street from the White House in the Executive Office Building. Harris noted an estimated 25 million people were victims of human trafficking, enriching global criminals by $150 billion. "Let's be clear, when we're talking about human trafficking, we are talking about some human beings who are essentially buying and selling other human beings," she said. Former border security officials warned Biden's open border policies only increase human trafficking, as criminals take advantage of the president's willingness to apprehend and release record numbers of migrants into the United States. "When you increase the number of people being smuggled, the increase in trafficking goes along with that. So if they're really, really serious not just about addressing and reacting to trafficking, if they're really serious about trying to prevent it, they'd secure our borders," former Acting Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Mark Morgan said in a December interview with Fox News. But Harris blamed the coronavirus for an increase in human trafficking. "Experts suggest that the number of people at risk has also grown during COVID-19, she said. "So we must address, with a sense of urgency, what is happening in our own backyard." Harris even acknowledged forced labor from human traffickers was hurting American workers. "It undermines our own supply chain, displacing American workers, driving down American wages, and creating an unlevel playing field for responsible American businesses," she said. She called on all businesses and political leaders to unite to stamp out human trafficking. "What was true then is true now. It will take all of us to address human trafficking," she said.